This is KCUR 89.3. The Northwest Missouri State football team won its second straight NCAA Division II championship Saturday, but the shine from that trophy wore off when the university announced just a few hours later that head coach Adam Dorrell was leaving. Dorrell had accepted an offer to coach at Abilene Christian University in Texas. As KCUR's Greg Eklund reports, the newly named coach, Richard Wright, has hardly had time to think about the big shoes he's being asked to fill.
In 6 years, Adam Dorrell took the Bearcats football team to a level the university had never seen before.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Though fewer in numbers than a year ago because of the freezing weather, fans from both sides of the state line filed in at Children's Mercy Park to see if Northwest could keep the nation's longest current winning streak going. The victory marked 30 straight wins and a repeat of the NCAA Division II championship. Among the fans was Eric Driscoll.
How you doing today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Do you know where you're headed?
I'm just following those guys in front of me.
All right. There you go.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Driscoll is the Blue Valley High School coach. He was there to see his former quarterback, Kyle Zimmerman, start his last game as a senior at Northwest Missouri.
Zimmerman rolls right side, wants to dump it, entered his cut at the 10-yard line to the 5, into the end zone, touchdown Northwest. Shane Williams with the catch and the run down the right sideline into the end zone for the touchdown.
Dorrell, the Bearcats coach, praised Zimmerman for his patience in awaiting his opportunity to start at quarterback. Dorrell asked Zimmerman to hang on for 4 years before giving him his chance this season.
He never wavered in his belief in Northwest Missouri State. He never talked that, you know, in that dirty word of transferring.
That perseverance is one of several qualities ingrained into the players. According to Bearcats receiver Jordan Grove,
the life lessons you learn playing for Coach Dorrell, I mean, just doing the little things, going that extra yard for your teammates, just instills the selflessness into the players. And I mean, I think that helps us really bond and then sets us up for success in the future.
Dorrell has persevered too. Under coach Mel Churchma, who led the Bearcats to their first three national championships, Dorrell was a graduate assistant in 1999. That year marked the first time the Bearcats repeated as national champions.
I coached tight ends. I knew nothing about running routes. I was fresh off playing O-line.
Yet Dorrell made his way up the coaching ladder. Unexpectedly, he was thrust into his first head coaching opportunity 6 years ago when Scott Bostwick died of a heart attack only a few months after he was named to succeed Churchma. Dorrell built a team tough enough to deal with any circumstance. But as a Maryville native, Dorrell says dealing with the weather is right up there.
It's either windy or really windy. And it's either cold after Thanksgiving or it's really cold. So you have to build your team like that.
The Bearcats withstood blizzard conditions on a frozen field, beat North Alabama 29-3. They won because of a reminder Dorrell gets across through a locker room sign.
The last thing you see when you walk out our locker room above our doors, it says, through these doors, past the toughest, hardest working, best conditioned student athletes in college football.
It has translated into three national championships in the last 4 years. Those are high expectations for any coach, especially a first-time coach like Richard Wright. While watching a replay of the title game, Wright got a reminder of the shoes he's stepping in from within his own family.
I'm sitting there watching the national championship, just kind of enjoying my time. And my daughter made me aware that if we won 11 more games in a row, we'd have the all-time record for wins.
Wright knows it's an albatross, but as an assistant coach under Dorrell, he saw how the program dealt with expectations. Churchma is athletics director at Northwest, so he made the call on Wright. Though the decision was announced the same day the Bearcats won the national title, Churchma says he knew who would take over.
When I think about Coach Wright, the number one thing that I think about, and I've told people this from all over the country, and I've had people that know what I'm talking about when they know about football. Number one, Rich Wright is a teacher.
Churchma added that Wright meets several other qualities. He's organized, pays attention to detail, and he's a motivator. It's Wright's first job as a head coach and one he says he has dreamed about since he got his start in the coaching business in 1995. The same way as Adam Dorrell did, a graduate assistant at Northwest Missouri State. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.